In the kingdom of Ardentia, nestled amidst lush valleys and rolling hills, a corrupt ruler named Lord Harrington had ascended the throne. His reign was marked by greed, tyranny, and a complete disregard for the welfare of his people. The power that should have been a force for good was gravely misused, and the fate of the kingdom hung in the balance. Harrington was a man of cunning wit and an insatiable thirst for power. He had amassed an army of loyal followers whose loyalty he had bought with promises of wealth and influence. Together, they imposed heavy taxes, seized lands, and drained the kingdom's resources for their own gain. As a cruel winter descended on Ardentia, the people suffered, their pleas for help falling on deaf ears. Hunger, poverty, and despair were the fruits of Harrington's rule. The kingdom was on the brink of rebellion, and its once loyal citizens grew desperate. However, amidst the despair, there was a glimmer of hope. A group of brave and virtuous individuals had secretly gathered, determined to wrest the kingdom from the clutches of Lord Harrington. These men and women, known as the Righteous Guardians, were the embodiment of honor and integrity. The Righteous Guardians had in their possession an ancient artifact, the Crystal of Virtue, said to hold the power to expose the truth and right the wrongs of the world. They knew that the crystal, though a mighty weapon, must be used with the utmost caution and care, for its power could bring salvation or destruction. The Guardians had a plan, and it involved placing the Crystal of Virtue in the hands of the kingdom's noblest and most honest citizen, a humble baker named Eleanor. She was known for her unwavering kindness and sense of justice, a woman who had always helped her fellow villagers in times of need. Eleanor was hesitant at first, but, recognizing the dire straits of her beloved kingdom, accepted the heavy responsibility. She felt the immense weight of the crystal's power, as though it held the hopes of the entire kingdom. With the Crystal of Virtue now in Eleanor's hands, she embarked on a journey to uncover the depths of Harrington's tyranny and corruption. Her path was treacherous, filled with spies, deceit, and danger. She discovered the extent of the suffering her fellow citizens endured, and her heart burned with a desire to set things right. At a clandestine gathering in the heart of Ardentia, Eleanor exposed Lord Harrington's misdeeds. The truth was revealed for all to see, and the kingdom's citizens, who had long suffered in silence, finally knew the depths of their ruler's cruelty. The people rallied, their anger and determination ignited by the truth. Harrington's reign was toppled, and the corrupt ruler was dethroned. Eleanor, now a symbol of hope and justice, stood by the side of the Righteous Guardians as they led the kingdom into a new era. The Crystal of Virtue, once a mighty weapon, was now a symbol of the power of truth, honor, and the strength of a united people. The right thing was finally in the right hands, and the kingdom of Ardentia began to heal, its citizens working together to rebuild what had been lost. In the end, the tale of the right thing in the wrong hands became a testament to the enduring power of truth and the unyielding strength of those who chose to stand against corruption. It was a reminder that even in the darkest of times, the right path could be found, and justice would prevail.